Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Well, as I say, junior infants up to second class are expected to return to the classroom next week. That's one thing that we do think we know at this point. But when they do return, should they be wearing masks? Infectious disease consultant Dr. Cliona Ní Chealaigh believes they should, as she outlined on Morning Ireland today.
I don't think we can say that. I think we know that, you know, transmission can occur in schools. B117, the variant that now is the most common variant, the UK variant in Ireland, is more transmissible and is also more transmissible in the school setting. But I think we need to look at what we can do to minimise that risk. Things like getting the children and the teachers to wear masks in class, and probably, again, with this new variant, wearing surgical rather than cloth masks.
Do you think children, primary school children, should also be wearing masks?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Definitely. And surgical masks, if at all possible. Now, that obviously will have procurement issues in terms of the Department of Education providing those. But I think, again, that would be a sensible investment. They can be reused, so they don't need to be changed every time they're taken off to eat. They can be put back on. But surgical or kind of stronger masks than the cloth masks that people have been using up until now in a classroom would be helpful.
So what are they doing elsewhere? Well, we're going to speak now to two countries which do mandate mask wearing for primary school children. We're going first to Luxembourg to talk to Cordulia Schnur, who is a journalist with Delano. And in a moment, we'll also be speaking to William Glucroft, Berlin-based journalist. So to yourself at first, Cordulia, I understand primary school children, which is children aged 6 and up, they've been required to wear masks since last May when they returned to school after your first lockdown. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. So they had to wear masks on school transport when they arrived at the school, moving about in the building. But up until this point, they weren't required to wear them when they were actually sitting in the classroom. And this has now changed. So since yesterday, they basically have to wear the mask at all times.
And why did that change?
Well, we saw an increase in cases in schools. In February, at the end of January, beginning of February, our schools were actually closed for a week before we had a week of school holiday to get that situation under control, because we saw increasingly clusters forming in schools where the virus was being transmitted within the school community. There was a lot of years in schools that had to be placed in quarantine. And so just to get a handle on that, they closed the schools, and then coming back, students have to wear masks.
So we might just go back a bit just so we get an understanding of where Luxembourg is at in terms of your management of the virus and the situation with the virus at the moment. Is there a problem? Was there a big wave after Christmas like a lot of European countries saw, or how were you doing up to January or after Christmas?
We've actually been doing okay insofar that we haven't seen a big wave after Christmas. We had a wave in kind of October, November in the autumn, and cases have slowed down, but it's described as stable but high. Okay. So we have around 200 new cases a day, but we only have a population of 626,000, so it's all relative. But the numbers aren't going down at the moment. I think that's kind of the main issue, is that it's stable. There's a slight upward trend at the moment again.
Okay.
But we're not seeing numbers go down. That's
and are you dealing, do you know, with any of the more problematic variants of the virus, like, for example, the B117 that came from Britain, or any of the other ones that are more transmissible?
Yes, for sure. So we definitely have the UK variant, as it's known, in the country, and it's also becoming the most commonly spread variant. And this was also one of the things that was happening in the schools, where the education minister said that among the samples that they tested, they did sequencing to find out the variants that were circulating in the schools. And he said, to quote, that the UK virus was massively present in the schools.
Okay, so the measures that you had in place from last May, which are school children wearing masks when they're moving around on transport in hallways, etc., but not when they're sitting down, those weren't working or haven't worked this time around as well. And now you have the B117 there as well. Would that be a fair summation of what you've discovered?
Yeah, I mean, I think because most of the contact where children wouldn't be wearing masks was obviously when they were sitting down in the classroom, because elsewhere they would be able, you know, to keep some distance, or if they're in the playground, they're outdoors. But the general approach in Luxembourg is that any activities where you're in close contact with someone, where you're not wearing a mask, that is where the highest risk is, which is also why, you know, restaurants and bars and so on are still closed. And obviously kids sitting down in groups of six or however many in school in close contact poses that same kind of danger.
So now all primary school students will have to wear masks when they're sitting down in class as well as moving around. What about the students and teachers then in terms of testing? I understand that they all had to be tested before returning to school this week.
Yes, so they didn't have to. They were invited to get tested. This also happened in previously. So when we came back from lockdown in May, everyone was invited to get tested. Similarly, there's a tiered model. So if you have a certain number of infections happening within a class, the entire class is quarantined. And again, everyone is then invited to get tested before coming back to the classroom. And those rules are now also stricter around quarantining and getting people back only with a negative test. And they have mobile testing units that are dispatched to the schools to carry out regular testing, just to keep a kind of a finger on the pulse of what is happening in the schools.
Hmm. So if there's an outbreak in a classroom, are you saying that everyone in that class has to quarantine and then everyone has to have a negative test in that class before returning?
Yeah, exactly. So it depends slightly how many cases there are. So if there's only one isolated case and it's a person who contracted the virus outside of the school environment, usually it's only that child who will be quarantined or that teacher. But if there's an indication that there's more than one case, that the transmission is happening within the school or within that classroom, the class is then quarantined and has to stay home for a certain amount of days before then getting tested.
All right. And just finally then, Cordula, in terms of the masks, one of the reasons we haven't introduced it here is because there's a feeling younger children would find it difficult or would be taking off the masks or wouldn't deal with that awfully well. Is there any indication as to how children in Luxembourg are dealing with it?
I think because they've been dealing with it for such a long time now. I mean, it's since May last year. And it's not just in schools, but also if you go to the supermarket or wherever. Any child older than six needs to wear a mask in most public spaces. So, I mean, I get that they're probably annoyed, maybe like a lot of us adults are too, having to wear these masks.
Mm.
But it's something that it has just become, as we always like to say, the new normal by this point.
All right. Cordula Schnewer, a journalist with Delano, thank you very much for joining us this evening. I'll turn now to William Glucroft, who is a Berlin-based journalist, and thank you for holding on the line, William. I understand it varies from state to state in Germany, but schools are reopening in some areas in Germany this week and next. Is that right?
That's correct. And that's always the caveat we have to put forward when we talk about rules and conditions here in Germany, since it's a federal country. So the 16 states have a lot of control over their health and their education policies, in particular when it comes to battling the pandemic. But yes, more or less, many states are in some way going back to school this week. That depends on the age. It depends on how many students are going. It depends on how many classes. There's a rotational basis. Many states are doing a mixture of in-person lessons and still the distance learning. So it's a whole mixed bag going state to state. But one big thing is that, of course, in Germany, there is a requirement to be in-person in school. There is no homeschooling allowed in Germany.
Mm.
But that requirement is for the most part, still being put to the side for now. So even where schools are going back in person or to an extent in person, the requirement to be there is still not enforced.
And what is the situation then with masks for primary school children?
By and large, masks are required for all children in all states. That can depend. It can, again, vary on the age. It can also vary on what kind of masks, whether they're the everyday masks from cloth that you can make yourself or buy in any kind of shop. But more and more schools or states are requiring students, as well as the teachers, of course, to be wearing medical masks. That's those, you know, the operational masks or the FFP2, the KN95 masks, those more professional masks that filter out the particles more precisely. Very much what we just heard from Cordula in Luxembourg, that mask wearing has been the norm since schools since kids went back to school start after the first lockdown last year, but they've been gradually expanded. Much like we just heard from the previous journalist, you would have to have them while moving about or while coming in and out of schools, in and out of class, but not while sitting at the desk. And that in many states appears to be changing, that even when sitting at the desk, so really the entire school day long, if you are in school, you're to have a mask on. And especially more and more students of all ages are required to wear masks.
And to what extent is the new variant a problem in Germany? And to what extent, is, in your understanding, is it driving any of those changes when it comes to mask wearing in schools?
In every press conference that both state leaders and Angela Merkel herself, the German chancellor, have given over the last several weeks, the concern about the mutations is number one. It is the priority. Even as cases have dropped all over the country due to not a full lockdown, but certainly the fullest lockdown that Germany has yet to have in the pandemic, they always caution that, yes, cases are dropping, but the mutations are their number one concern. I believe at least a fifth of cases right now are the British variant. However, Germany has not done so well in the last several months in terms of contact tracing and in terms of sequencing. They've been a little slow in of course, they've been testing, but in terms of figuring out exactly which of these strains it might be, we don't have as precise of a picture in Germany as we as other countries might have.
All right.
So the situation in Germany is, while it's not nearly as bad in terms of these mutations as, for example, the United Kingdom has seen, it's a very, very big concern, and health officials here really want to keep that under wraps.
All right, William Gloucroft, a Berlin-based journalist, thank you very much for joining us this evening.